You're listening to New Tinea. Meta will pay up to $18 billion and limit teens' Instagram time. Meta will pay up to $18 billion and impose new limits on how minors use Instagram and Facebook under settlements with nearly all U.S. states. The changes include a 2-hour daily cap, overnight blocking, and stronger age checks, though personalized recommendations and targeted advertising remain. Quick summary. Meta has reached settlements with nearly all U.S. states that will change how people under 18 use Instagram and Facebook. The principal agreement received federal court approval on August 26, 2026. It combines payments of up to $18 billion over 10 years with mandatory limits on time, notifications, and age-inappropriate access. The headline figure is a maximum, not a single guaranteed check. According to Reuters, Meta must pay about $12.7 billion, while roughly $5 billion more depends on whether Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube adopt comparable protections. A separate settlement with Texas is worth more than $1 billion. Key number: teen accounts will be limited to 2 hours of Facebook and Instagram use per day, unless a parent allows more. What changes for young users? The agreement blocks under 18 users from the apps between midnight and 6 a.m. without parental consent. Most push notifications will be disabled during school hours. From 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Meta must strengthen age assurance so children under 13 are kept off the services and teenagers are placed in age-appropriate accounts. Those systems will use Meta's tools and outside providers, with independent testing and targets for false age classifications. Other changes include hiding like counts, restricting some appearance-altering filters, and improving controls over age-restricted content. The California Attorney General summary says the reforms are intended to take effect within months and will be overseen by an independent auditor. Why the agreement matters. The settlement ends a major federal trial over allegations that Meta designed addictive features, misled families about safety, and collected children's data without parental permission.
Meta denied wrongdoing.
The deal may become a template for thousands of related cases against social platforms and arrives as governments experiment with stricter approaches, including New Zealand's proposed under 16 ban and Australia's ban, whose early enforcement problems New Tinea previously examined. The Associated Press reports that critics welcome measurable age checks, but argue the agreement leaves major design choices untouched. Recommendation systems will not be disabled by default, and some protections such as chronological feeds and turning off autoplay still require users to opt in. Reality check. The settlement does not establish that 2 hours is a safe daily dose, and it does not make Instagram or Facebook risk-free for minors. Its effect depends on accurate age detection, parental controls, audits, and enforcement. The payment is also spread over a decade, with part contingent on rivals adopting similar rules. That makes the agreement less a finished solution than a large, testable intervention. The clearest evidence will come later. Whether minors are identified reliably, whether limits are difficult to evade, and whether independently audited outcomes improve. Read the full article at newtinea.com.